How's the knee, quad, ham, whatever it is, from yesterday, feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling pretty good.
Instead of the practice, this part of last part of yesterday was kind of precautionary for you?
No, just taking care of it. That's all it is, you know. Went in, got some ice, rehabbed it, you know, just basically just taking care of it. Don't want to get out there and do too much and try to overstretch it and things like that. But overall, today I had a good day. Didn't feel it at all, so I'm all right.
What do you like what you've seen the offense first weekend, and maybe where some areas where you guys still maybe need to step it up?
I mean, overall, I mean, just period, man. You know, we got a couple of, you know, mental mistakes, but at the same time, we continue to still work. But from the looks of it, we're going to be all right, you know, with the receivers, you know, what we got going out there and tight ends and running backs. I mean, coach is doing a real good job of mixing it up. And like I said before, when you got the whole offense buying into the offense and every time we call a play and everybody going out there and just basically executing the play, we're going to be all right. Everybody continue to keep doing that.
You surprised to hear the Mike Williams news?
I really ain't even heard nothing I ain't really heard nothing. I just kind of see a new guy out here, and, you know, when it's time to go to practice, I go to practice. I don't try to feed into all the rest of the things that's going on, so I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, he was released before practice. What did you think about what you saw out of him, and do you think he potentially play somewhere in the league?
As slight as I did, man. That's all up to him. That's basically it. That's all up to him. How hard he going to work, and how hard his image and agent going to take care of business, but it's all up to him, basically.
His impressions when you're out here during OTAs, he seems to be, you know, in shape and doing pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good, but, you know, you never know what's going on. You know, it's always a business, you know, something he probably didn't do, something he probably didn't do that, you know, the coaches didn't feel like he was doing. So I have a slight idea. All I can do is just continue to keep working with the offense, keep working with the team to try to continue to get better. That's pretty much my position right there.
You looking forward to having another team come in here? I know you're probably about 5-6 days away now. How excited guys about that?
I mean, we're definitely excited. You know, this is my first time ever going against, you know, the Rams, and definitely at a practice. You know, that's the first time for me, so I'm definitely looking forward to it. And you know, just talk to some of the veteran guys. You know, Keith Bullitt. You know, some of the guys. How it's gonna be structured and things like that. You know, all I know is on the offensive side of the ball, we got to go out there and compete, and we got to go out there and represent, you know, Tennessee Titans. That's basically it on the offensive side of the ball.
Let me ask you about Kerry Cause. We asked this last year when Kerry, his second year here. What does he mean to you?
He's a friend, definitely a friend. You know, that's first of all, he's definitely a friend. He's helped me off a lot, you know, off the field, you know, handling different situations, you know, with media, you know, how to carry myself, you know, around, you know, in the community, different things like that. And then on the field, he's just a tremendous smart guy. You know, when you got Coach Hamadine, you had Norm Child, you know, Coach Craig Johnson, then you got him. You know, that's a lot of knowledge in one room. And as a quarterback, all you have to do is pay attention. And then when you get out here on this football field, you got to do, you know, just basically execute the plays. And, you know, he's a big help. He's a big factor. And I'm pretty happy. I'm happy that Coach Fish made that decision to bring him in to help me out a whole lot.
How are you size-wise compared to where you were in the last season? Did you get a little bit bigger this season?
I know definitely got stronger. My lower body got stronger, more in shape this year. You know, I started, you know, pretty much in February trying to get my quad and things like that right. And, you know, I just feel definitely more in shape. So now, you know, I don't have to worry about the physical thing. All I got to do is come out here and worry about the mental aspect of the game. And that's what I've been doing, concentrating more on the offense and, you know, trying to get right and getting the ball out of my hands, you know, quicker and things like that.
Your weight up a little bit? Or down?
Somewhere, you know, in this heat, you know, it's 240 one day. And then you go out here and lose by 6-5 pounds and you got to put that back in your system, so. Back and forth, but I'm more, you know, quicker than I was last year and things like that. So I can, you know, go back to Coach Waterson and my trainer back at home did a good job, fabulous job of getting me in shape this year.